How about surfing? You going surfing?
No, no, that's not the plan. If we go to a beach and like maybe we can rent a surfboard and it's something that looks like it might be worthwhile, I might check it out.
Okay.
I might
You,
check it out. I've
but
never been surfing before,
now
and
here's the thing. If you're open to doing that, you might as well wait until see if there's any surf competitions there. Enter the competition so you finish dead friggin' last, just to say you were in a surf
in
competition
a
in
surf
Hawaii.
competition.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I couldn't say that. How many people could say that? I mean, look, I got some big waves behind me here. I've never been in a
No,
surf competition.
I'm actually impressed that your background is like actual moving and
Well,
stuff.
no, this is my actual backyard. I live in Florida.
Oh.
Everybody lives on the beach and eats oranges all fucking day.
Dark over here.
I live in the real Florida. You live off the St. John's, where Georgia sucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, folks, this is Both Mics, your favorite podcast. Ba-dum-bum, I could think. Both Mics is a podcast about nothing and everything. Over there is Michael Sofka.
One of these days, you're going to get that point right. Over that way is Mike Taylor. And together, we are
Well,
both mics.
I'm pointing at you right now.
Nope.
Yes, we are both mics, guys. Welcome to our show, our podcast. You can find us anywhere podcasts can be found. All the big players, we are there. You got one of those Alexa things that are annoying as crap. Just say, "Hey, Alexa, play Both Mics," and our velvety smooth voices will come over the airwaves and soothe your anxiety and inhibitions, I guess, maybe, whatever. We are at show 151, Bacardi Rum, in case anybody wants to know.
A floater show.
Yes, 151. Now, little trivia about 151, personal mic trivia.
Yes.
I used to work at Burger King. I was a produce manager. I was a assistant manager at a Burger King, and the particular franchise I worked at had a Burger King unit in a place called Nutley, New Jersey.
Yes, where one of our
Now,
friends live.
yes, Mr.
Yes.
Brendel. Well,
Yes.
he used to live.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I always remember how to get there because it was exit 151 on the Garden State Parkway to get to the Nutley Burger King. Little useless trivia for you.
Nice.
Yeah,
You,
little Jersey, my exit trivia.
I'll tell you a way that I know about 151.
Yeah.
151, if you don't know this, is the rum, 151 proof. A lot of
Yes.
times you put it as a floater on top of drinks.
Ah, okay. That's where you were getting at.
My mom had come into the RFC when we were there one day, and she likes to, she ain't fucking around. She'll take a drink that'll kill her right off the top.
Right. Yeah.
That's
Well,
what she
she's a
wants.
Sofka. That
Yeah.
goes without saying.
Yeah.
It's
So
a rite of passage.
she goes, "Oh, Planter's Punch, that sounds really good." I go, "Oh no, I got something better for you." So I went over to our friends at the bar, told them who the drink was for, so it was extra special that way. And then they
Right.
put a 151 floater on the top with a shot of 151 hanging on it.
Nice, nice. Why don't they
So
just light it on fire?
yeah. So that, of course, turns a Planter's Punch, is my understanding, into what they call a zombie when you put the 151 floater on it.
Right.
So she drank one and she goes, "Oh my God, I know there's a lot of alcohol in it, but that tasted so good. I gotta have another one." I went back and told them she was having another one. They were like, "All right, this is her last one, I promise."
Yeah.
Yeah, that they were carrying her out. It was great.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
Anyway.
I used to love the British people. They would come in like, "Oh, I'm so tired. I need a drink." I'm like, "Oh, since your first time in the States?" They're like, "Oh, yeah." I go, "Don't worry, I'll get you a drink. You'll love it. You like iced tea? I'll get you some iced tea with a little kick to it." Yeah.
Nice.
Our teas come from Long Island.
Nice. Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So, yes, 151. Show number
Yes.
151. So
All
cool.
right. No, I'm ready to go. What's going on? How's your weekend?
It was good. It did nothing. Well, actually, I wish we did nothing. It was actually, Nicholas, my son, my youngest, is his birthday's today.
Nice.
So we did the infamous Chuck E. Cheese birthday party on Saturday.
Did you invite some little kids or what?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, with Xander, Nikki's birthday today, and 3.5 weeks from now is Xander's birthday.
Right. You do the double down, right?
Right. Yeah. We kind of combined and saved and conquered and all that.
No, and that's great because usually when kids are real young, I don't know about your kids or their age. I know about how old they are. But what I'm saying is sometimes the sibling of the other kid is all jealous because the other kid's getting all these gifts.
So they get left out. Well, and what's strange, though, is Xander has 15 classmates in his VPK class, and Nikki, with his two-year-olds, there was like 5. Mm. But we invited them all, and a good portion of them came, and it was adorable when Nikki saw that his classmates were there.
Yeah.
He just like came over, and he was like, hey, like, I know you. And they all just started dancing. I'm like, okay, is this how they do it when they're 3? They just start dancing. But yeah, it was good. They had one of those booths where the tickets fly up and the kids get in there and they have to grab the tickets. That didn't work too well for a 4 and 3 year old. Nice. They give you like a voucher. Here's 1500 tickets for, playing in the phone booth.
Oh,
what is that? Tell you my story.
Like a lollipop or something, 1500 tickets.
Well, luckily enough, between the two of them, they had like 10,000 tickets.
Oh, wow. So good.
They got the top shelf prize.
Excellent. So, all right, good. So
we added to the Hot Wheels collection at the house.
All right. Crazy.
So yeah, my sister came up, my nephew came up, helped us out. They had a great time. But I ever tell you my money booth story?
I'm not sure. Go ahead. Tell me.
All right.
You probably did, but I probably forgot.
Remember the Cruise Casino?
Yes.
On Port Canaveral, you go there and you get on the boat, and there's like, it's a smoke filled. Yeah, party boat, and there's a Britney Spears, there's a teenager doing Britney Spears covers in the cafeteria, and their big buffet is basically nachos.
Yeah.
That's the place. So, staying at a hotel there in Cocoa Beach, I got the older children are with me, and my ex, and we decide we're going to take the bus over, leave the kids in the room, we'll take the bus over. Because the casino, Sun Cruise Casino bus thing leaves at 7 o'clock, comes back at 11 o'clock, and they don't charge to get on. So, took $100 and went there. And we get on this little shuttle bus, and there's an old guy, like 83. Like, you can hear his bones creak when he freaking sat there. So we get to the terminal, and of course, me being the nice guy that I am, I hold the door open and let the old man go first. Then my ex-wife, and then myself. He checks in, gets on the boat. We check in, get on the boat, doing a little gambling, mostly roulette. And we get to the part of the night where they do a door prize, and they pull a ticket. And guess whose ticket they call?
The guy you let in front of you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I could have told you that a mile away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like $1 million or what was it?
No, it was a chance to get into the money booth. And, get yourself some cash.
Okay.
Who needs cash?
Yeah.
Who needs cash?
Yes.
Right? So I'm furious. I'm beyond furious that I let this guy through and he got my ticket or my ex-wife's ticket. And then they proceed to have all this fanfare and music blasting and ding, 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 ding. And this guy gets into this oversized phone booth and they freaking turn it on for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever the case may be. And this old guy was like a snail, kind of trying to reach for cash that's flying past him at 90 miles an hour.
I wish I had a video of that because that's me now.
Yeah, and then he's tucking it into his shirt pocket. After a minute, the guy had like $3.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Kidding me? Yeah, no clue what he was doing in there, totally annoying, completely and utterly annoying. That's why some cruise casino is now out of business, because they fucked me up.
Yeah. I mean, because you have single-handedly kept the cruise line going the past couple years.
Exactly.
What are you on, like cruise number four this year, and you're getting ready to do?
No, I gotta be close to 30.
In how long? 2 years?
No, since 2003. Now, what's funny is I actually counted. My wife Brenda has her first cruise was 2014 mm-hmm. or 13, 2013. So 9 years. She's been on 17 cruises in 9 years. Mm. Never been on one before, but 17 since 2013.
So Mike, you know, I've been meaning to discuss this with you, and now with the new, you know, centralized government backed digital currency where they're going to be able to track everything you spend and stuff.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that how many cruises have you been on?
Close to 30.
Okay. What do those cruise ships run on?
The backs of Filipino slaves.
Yes, no? Exactly. That so your carbon footprint has expanded. So through your ESG score and climate change, you're not going to be able to buy any fuel for the next 15 years. Nice. See, there you go. And I wouldn't expect anything less. See, here I am sitting right on a sunny beach in Florida in freedom, and you're wrapped up in your office surrounded by material things. So, yes, I get it. Unfortunately, you're going to have to eat those material things when they don't allow you to buy anything else with your digital currency. So I'm just pointing that out, Mike. You may want to buy some trees somewhere in the rainforest to offset your carbon footprint there.
I'll take care of that in Oahu next week. Nice. All right.
Yeah, you're gonna fly a jet plane 19 hours to get there. That's not gonna leave a footprint.
That's two jet planes.
Yeah. So let me ask you this: who the hell is Jack Henry, and why is he on your shirt?
This is a throwaway shirt that Brenda got at one of her conferences. There's she works for a financial institution. In order to keep track of everybody's money, there's software. Jack Henry makes the software, the proprietary software that her particular financial institution uses. And it happened to be the shirt that I picked up today.
Now, is there a real Jack Henry, or is this two guys' names together? Or is this just
right? There's a person. Remember? There's a person named Jack Henry.
Well, I mean, you need to send him an invoice for advertising here, dude. We're starving over here. You're advertising for free. And you know what? With a company that big, usually if it's less than $100, they'll just fucking pay it anyway. Won't even ask any questions. So send one for $99.99 and we'll each get $50.
Right?
They're a bank. They got plenty of money, right?
Let me find out here.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Jack Henry on the phone here.
Perfect.
Oh, also known as my wife.
Nice. You know, you are going to have to tell we're live on air. Okay. And you say that real fast, just like that. Honey, we're live on air. By the way, honey.
She's not going to pick up. She thinks I'm fucking with her.
You wouldn't fuck with her. Come on, dude. Call has
been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2-1.
Oh, the number. The number. Honey, weird thing. I had 5,000 voicemail messages this morning.
Right. Hey. Jack Henry, is that one person or two?
See, now you got to watch those progressive commercials about growing up to be your parents or whatever.
okay.
You never leave a voicemail, dude. A text. All the kids are texting.
No, it's a voice text. The best of both worlds. Yeah, I didn't leave a voicemail.
Okay.
She's not going to listen to that until 2023.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's freaking. Except the villages, they still get the paper delivered to them every morning,
right?
And they do voicemails, and they actually have home phones.
Yeah,
home landlines.
My mom has a landline. Like, okay, whatever. Why? You don't pick up the damn phone anyway, so why bother?
I thought I was brave when I cut the cord in 2007. I thought, wow, I am on a cutting edge, man. No, dude, there's still people with fucking phones, man. Crazy.
Right?
Most kids can't even tell you what it is, much less how to do it. There's another commercial now about the Heisman house. You know, it's a joke about all these old Heisman players living in one house, and they do funny things.
That sounds funny.
They had Steve Spurrier from 1966, and he's there with two of the more recent you know, 2019, 2020 Heisman Trophy winners, and they're all looking at a phone sitting on the desk with a cord, and it's like the kind you used to have hanging on your kitchen wall in yellow with the big cord.
Right, with the rotary dial.
And it starts ringing, and he and Steve Spurrier, the old guy, looks at the kids, they're, you know, 25 years old or so, and they're both looking at each other, they're all looking at the phone, and he goes, go ahead, pick it up. So they pick up like the whole phone, not just the receiver. They pick up the whole phone, and the one kid's like, I don't like this. No. And they put it down, you know. Yeah, dude, that's where we've come. That's where we come from. This is where we're at, dude. I'm scared. You know, kids don't know nowadays what a record is. This goes back to 8 years ago or so. One of our kids saw some records in the closet and said, maybe it was more like 15 years ago. And he says, what are those? And I said, those are records. And he said, what, you like medical records? And I said, no, records. That's the way we used to listen to music. So what's he do? He takes it and he holds it up to his ear to see if he can hear.
Nice. He hears the ocean.
Yeah. Well, I told one of them, that's about the same time I told one of them, he had this little pencil flashlight thing, and I told him if he took that flashlight and stuck it up his nose and turned it on, the light would come out the other side. Five minutes later, he's in the mirror.
Right. Probably, it would have worked if he didn't in his ear.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you had to close that ear, dude.
Yeah.
I got a picture of that proud moment, too. I remember.
I don't recall ever being like that.
No, I wasn't. Stop. That's because we didn't get participation trophies, dude. We didn't expect to win and be right and be correct quickly.
We knew how to use the radio.
Drive a stick shift.
Yeah. Well, even like when we were 10 years old, I remember like, okay, this is how it works. You turn the keys, the gas pedal, brake pedal, shift the whole nine yards.
Dude.
But yeah, I don't remember being ignorant of much. You know, I got my license, I knew how to get everywhere because I drove around with my mom and paid attention.
How sad is it? If my battery ran low or something, my girlfriend could help me pop the clutch on my truck.
Right.
You know what I mean? You ask a girl nowadays, you ask a guy nowadays to pop the clutch on a truck. They're like, what the hell's a clutch? Why am I hitting it?
What do you mean pop?
Yeah. What are we doing? I thought we called it soda, not pop.
Oh, God. Don't get me started with that. No. All right. Jack Henry is one person.
Yes.
But, yeah. Jack Henry is one person. I'm sure he's got money.
Yeah. Well, just, again, send him an invoice. Make it just under $100. Put MSBM on it, Mike Sofka Broadcast Media. I'll send you the logo. I'll dress it up. I'll send you a blank invoice. I'll do the invoice and just send it to you. You send it. Anyway, dude. Yeah, so you're getting ready for the big vacation, dude. You're going to be gone like a month. And then when you come back, we're going to have two birthdays, right?
Yeah. Well, three if you want to include Jesus.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's like me, Jesus, you, then your sister.
So you're going to San Antonio, then you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then you're coming back and you're going to be gone like a month.
Close to it altogether. Next Wednesday, get out of work at 2 o'clock, 2:01, get in the car, drive to the airport, fly to San Antonio, going to be there for Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, flying back. Monday work, Tuesday work, Tuesday night, jump in the car, driving to Orlando, staying at the Hyatt Regency at the airport, first thing in the morning, 5 a.m., on the plane, going to Oahu. Okay. Originally, I had a 10-hour direct flight from Orlando to Oahu on Hawaiian Airlines. It was great, freaking perfect deal. I got a Hawaiian Airlines credit card, and if you spend $2,000 on the Hawaiian Airlines credit card, they give you 60,000 miles to use.
Perfect.
So I bought three tickets, not four. Yes. I bought three tickets, got the 60,000 miles, bought the fourth ticket. Right? So bought three, got one free. Perfect. And brand new credit card, paid it off over 2-3 months. No big deal.
Yeah.
Beginning of September comes along. Hawaiian Airlines sends me an email. Hey, we canceled your flight. We're no longer flying out of Orlando. Really? So I had to rebook, and they rebooked me JetBlue from Orlando to LAX, then a 7-hour layover.
So then at LAX, do you catch Hawaiian Airlines?
I catch Hawaiian Airlines there.
All right, because at least you get laid when you get off the plane.
Exactly. Yeah. My luck, I'll have allergies to freaking whatever they use, orchids. Yeah. So 5-hour flight to LA, 5-hour flight to Oahu with 7 hours in between. We're going to be landing in Oahu at like 9 o'clock at night. Add 6 hours to it. Our bodies are going to think it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
The next day. So hopefully we get some sleep on the second flight of the of the trip from LA to Honolulu. And then we'll have Thursday and Friday to kind of check out Oahu. We have a Jeep rented. So we're going to go to the Dole Plantation. We're going to do the North Shore, check out the big waves, do some whale watching. Going to go by the Giovanni shrimp truck for sure. Going to check that out. And then we're also going to spend the day at the Polynesian Cultural Center and do Pearl Harbor, the USS Arizona, and the USS Missouri. Saturday, get on the boat. We're going to be on the boat from Saturday to Saturday. And we're also staying at, there's a military resort, kind of like Shades of Green has in Disney World. So that's going to be inexpensive. And then when we get back, we're going to spend 3 days at the Disney resort, Aulani. And that will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Get back on the plane. Go direct from Honolulu to JFK. 10-hour flight. And then like a 2-hour layover. And JFK to Orlando. Then a two-hour drive home. So that'll be the 14th of December.
All right, so I tagged, I did it the last couple shows so you can send the timestamp from the Hawaiian Shade Dice episode and the Giovanni Shrimp Food Truck episode, yeah. And you could send it to them, and you could let them know we've been talking about them. Then you get there, maybe you could talk to them. Maybe it'll get you a free shrimp or something. I don't know.
A free side of shrimp.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You're going to the Dole thing too? You're going to take a pineapple?
Yeah. I like pineapple. Kids like pineapple. The wife likes pineapple. Everyone likes pineapple.
Nice.
So that's the deal. And then before you know it, it'll be Christmas 2023.
So do you have plans where you're in Hawaii to go to a luau?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have plans?
I'm sorry,
Disney has a luau, so that'll be that's one we're going to. And then on the cruise in Kauai, we have an excursion that goes to the Waiakea Canyon, a bunch of other places, and then that night ends up finished off at a luau. So two that are booked as of right now.
All right. Volcano. Are you going to a volcano?
I don't know. I've heard that if you book an excursion to, that's the Big Island. That's the actual island of Hawaii. That's where Hilo and Kona are. Kona's and, you know, the famous for Kona coffee. That's where the active volcano is. And everybody says that during the day you go visit the area, you see like lava that's like not even red and steam, you know, it's not even worth it to do it during the day. And they don't get close enough where you could see anything that you want to see.
How about surfing? You going surfing?
No. That's not the plan. If we go to a beach and like maybe we can rent a surfboard and it's something looks like it might be worthwhile, I might check it out.
Okay,
I might check it out. I've never been surfing before.
Now, here's the thing. If you're open to doing that, you might as well wait until, see if there's any surf competitions there. Enter the competition so you finish dead friggin' last, just to say you were in a surf competition.
A surf competition?
I couldn't say that. How many people could say that? I mean, look, I got some big waves behind me here. I've never been in a surf competition.
I'm actually impressed that your background is like actual moving and stuff.
Well, no, this is my actual backyard. I live in Florida. Oh. Everybody lives on the beach and eats oranges all fucking day.
Dark over here.
I live in the real Florida. You live off the St. John's where Georgia sucks.
Yeah, where the freaking St. John's has been flooded since Ian.
All right, so maybe a surf competition. What am I leaving out? Fishing. Are you going fishing?
No. No.
How many different islands are you going to? Because it's like, I don't know, a million of them?
Oahu, Maui, Hawaii, the big island, and then Kauai. So I guess that's four.
Okay. How about see if you can find Hawaiian Punch there?
Yeah.
And you could trick the kids. You could go, hey, we used to drink this drink. It was like Kool-Aid. It's called Hawaiian Punch when I was your age. Would you like a Hawaiian Punch? And they say, yeah. And you punch them in the arm. We're in Hawaii. Here you go.
Sock them.
Yes.
Nice. Some Hawaiian Punch and a knuckle sandwich.
Yes.
You know what's really popular in Hawaii that you wouldn't expect to be popular in Hawaii?
Spam.
Exactly.
They make it there.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They make it in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay, whatever. They might as well make it there. Those pig-eating people in Hawaii, man, they chow down on that. And it's not too bad.
Most people are like,
oh, it's bad. Oh, my mom, I would ask her to buy it when I was little. And she'd go, oh, no, I'm not buying that. Dude, I'll fry that shit up, throw it on a sandwich or whatever.
I have no issue with spam.
Well, it's just like your tail or pork. It's almost the same thing, right?
Right, yeah, same thing. Believe it or not, I've never had tail or ham. The countless jokes I've gotten in grade school, I've never had tail or ham or pork roll before.
I sent you that picture not long ago. I saw it in Publix. It was like $10 a pound or whatever. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm proud of that shit.
Yep.
So here's the thing, okay? I need to see like a picture, some iconic picture, like... You're at Dole Plantation. You have a Hawaiian shaved ice in one hand, a plate of the shrimp in the other. You have like a Hawaiian punch here, a pineapple and a leg. Like you're holding all this shit.
Yeah, I could arrange that. I think.
Get a picture with you and some chick in a grass skirt, and you guys are holding up the both mic sticker.
God, what was I going to say? There's something, what do they call it? Not pokey.
Poke.
P-O-K-E.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Is it poke or poke? Because those places are popping up all the hell over around here. We went there one time, and they asked me what I wanted, and I was telling them, and they gave me, like, this little bowl. It was, like, this freaking big, and it was, like, $11, and I was like, is there another bowl coming, or what are we doing here?
Right, exactly.
And by the way, while you're back there, can you cook this fucking shit or what?
I think it's called Lokomoto.
Oh yeah,
is the dish that I'm looking forward to trying, and it's rice, either spam or a hamburger patty.
Nice.
With a fried egg on top, with gravy.
Now this is the Hawaii I'm looking for. I don't know shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I expect exotic food pictures the whole trip.
Yeah, believe it or not, I me, I'm a planner.
Yeah,
and I've been scouring YouTube looking at different videos of what to do on each island. So this way, we can get the most of the vacation while we're there.
You know that is a smart thing to do. I found that using like these little three ring binder things. When I took a trip, vacation, my son's man trip, I planned out the whole trip. I bought all the tickets. I had plastic things with the ticket. This is going back 20 years ago when you could do some of those things. And, you had to have paper copies as backup. I had maps, directions, day by day, hour by hour, and itinerary. But I wasn't like, oh, we're off schedule. I wasn't
right.
Like
right. That, it was like a rough draft.
It was like a loose thing. And more than once I had it was in a three ring binder. More than once. Oh, we don't have your reservation. Oh, no problem. Pull out the binder. Here you go. It's 25748. You know what I mean? Because exactly. I don't need no fucking problem. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That rate is no longer available. Yeah. It was kind of fucking available when I made the reservation. So I suggest you go back there and hit the keys a little harder.
know? Yeah. Well, I do it with a this printer right here, and I have a folder.
Yeah.
And you open the folder, and what's the top thing on this folder?
The next thing on the agenda.
Exactly. Yeah. And I my reservation for the hotel, move it over.
Move it
my
over.
Flight, yeah. Move it over. My rental car, move it over. Yeah. And I have everything just in case.
Now, you know, not, I don't know if this will work on a trip to Hawaii, but it did work. And it was legit. And I didn't know this was possible. So I have used it one other time, you know, yeah. Where I had to fly into Newark for a funeral. And he's like, oh, welcome. Is this your first trip to New York? And we were like, well, no, we kind of used to live in the area. She goes, oh, what brings you here? We're like, a funeral. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hold on a second. We've upgraded you to the ultra luxury premium model at no additional charge.
Right.
Oh, and here's an extra day for you. And I'm like, I don't even have to provide a picture of me in a casket, like, or nothing. You know, it's just, I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. I'm
going to
start
paying for that control. Yeah. Yeah, they have that control. You know, it's no big deal. What I did do is, you always hear nightmare stories about rental cars and lines and stuff. And I guess Honolulu Airport is big on long lines for the rental counters. So I went through all the companies and found one, Alamo, that does the skip the desk or skip the line. And you just kind of go directly to the parking garage and pick a car and leave. So we have a Jeep Wrangler or similar rented for the first 3 days in Oahu.
I'm calling bullshit right there, because what's similar to a Jeep Wrangler? What are you,
exactly.
Your Suzuki Sidekick? Fuck that. Dude. There's no fucking thing close to a Jeep Wrangler.
Suzuki Sidekick.
Maybe it'll be a Moke. Have you seen those?
We went to Jersey. Newark Airport, like you just mentioned, and we got there like 11 o'clock at night, and I had a Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, or similar, and I get there, and they're like, oh, we're all out of Dodge Chargers and, you know, Challengers, but here's this big gas-guzzling SUV for you, and I'm like, really? the toll to get to Manhattan is $15. You think I want to spend, you know, extra money?
I'm gonna spend $50 in gas getting there.
Exactly.
I'm also call a freaking Uber.
Yeah, they're like, I'm like, you got something. Yeah, I think we ended up like with a freaking Chrysler Park Avenue or something. Yeah, something similar.
Nice. So, well, look, we're winding down here at this first segment. We are getting close to our break. New sponsor break. This week. New sponsor for the break. I want to make sure I get it right here. You know, these taglines and mottos are important. Kyle's Crematory. Yes, at Kyle's Crematory, where every cremation comes with a free dinner to Smoky Bones.
Nice, nice.
Yes. How about that? Smoky Bones. So while you're cremating Grandpa there, you friggin' jump on over to Smoky Bones and catch some lunch.
Can you get that lean meat, or does it have to be the fatty meat?
Well, it depends on your uncle. I don't know what he looks like.
Nice, nice.
There we go. You like that connection? And who can forget not last shows. I think it was 149. We had the sponsor there. What was our sponsor? I think it was, the Dog Pound, the Vietnamese Dog Pound.
Nice. It was
wonderful.
Sponsored by Michael Vick.
Yes, exactly. Maybe it was 150. I don't know. Go back, find it yourself, folks. It's back there.
Exactly.
Listen, we're going to be right back after this break from our sponsor, Kyle's Crematory. Go get you from some free Smoky Bones. We'll be right back after.
Nice. Ciao.
Kyle's Crematory. This month, get a free dinner for two at Smoky Bones Barbecue with every cremation.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle's Crematory. Go by and get you, when you drop Grandpa off for his cremation.
Nice.
Pick up a couple free dinners for yourself. Yeah. Go by Smoky Bones Barbecue. Why not treat yourself, right?
Some extra wet ribs. Oh.
Yes, and Grandpa did smell like pork, so I mean, you got nice. That for you.
Yes, it was. Was like Grandpa or Grandma that smelled like pork?
Yeah, whatever. Somebody was getting
tuna, pork, whatever.
Yeah. So the Hawaii trip's going to be sensational. You're going to have all sorts of fun and all sorts of stuff. And let me ask you.
Or it'll be a catastrophe and a complete nightmare.
At the same time, because you're taking kids.
Exactly.
Let me ask you, is there a time or a way, or do you even do this? Because I don't know if I can leave my kid with strangers in that situation. Are you and mama going to have some time alone in Hawaii or what?
Well, that's the thing. I booked this damn thing back in 2018, and Nikki wasn't even in the picture yet. So yeah. he was TBD, you know, TB determined on the reservation. And
that pays well in California right now. I know if you noticed, but if you're TBD, like if you're transsexual, transsexual and a resident of California, they're going to cut you a check for $1,200 each month. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, cool.
I'm not saying your kid is trans. It just
right.
It's a trigger word because I'm a woke.
Nice. So we originally booked it for April, and I was thinking, you know what? In November, he's going to be 3, and he'll be able to go to the kids camp, you know, the little kids academy they have on board after he's 3. And I was like, you know what? Let me see what it'll cost to go the end, you know, the first week in, you know, November, or last week in November, first week in December, and see what it is. So it ended up being the same price. So I pulled the trigger and moved it to that, you know, next week or the week after next instead of going in April, which was good because that particular boat was the last boat to start up doing cruises again. And the week that I originally had would have been the second cruise back.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, of course, you know, shorthanded in staff and everything else. And I heard it was pretty much a nightmare where they
had. I got an idea. Start practicing around the house. Like, take one of those Motley Crue books or Nikki Sixx books behind you, and you put it on your head, and you practice walking through the living room with the book on your head. This way, on the final night, when you have to come out with the baked Alaska on fire on your head, so you can pick up a weight shift while you're there and pocket some money on vacation.
Nice.
I mean, they're shorthanded. Mine as well.
Well, first of all, I've never seen a baked Alaska on someone's head in a cruise.
Oh, they always have the black guy with the big high top fade thing with
Wendell.
The flat on the top. Yeah, and he's leading in their waiter's uniform, dancing around out. He's coming out with baked Alaska. Everybody's
into it. We got a napkin I can swing in the air. That's how they get the napkins clean, you know, right? Everybody's wiping the freaking roast beef and pot roast off their face, and they start, there we go, let's get them all clean.
So here's the deal. You're taking a cruise while you're in Hawaii, right? You're taking a cruise from Island to Island. All right. So I trust you're going to be eating on the ship, or you eat at destinations when you get there as well, or you don't eat on that ship, or it's a buffet.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are complimentary on the ship. So yeah, we'll be eating on the ship. We'll be eating off the ship too if we're not there during mealtime.
So here's my question about that. Do you like the sit-down service where they bring your plate of food, or do you like the buffet thing?
Yes.
Well, you don't like the buffet. Oh, you do like the buffet thing. I thought you were nervous about people sneezing on it and shit.
Ah, whatever. I'm freaking dying as it is.
Exactly.
I like the experience of the formal dining room. First cruise I was ever on, I was shocked. It was, you know, sit down and like, why is there 15 forks on the table? You know, what's all this extra stuff? And, you know, dinner takes 2 hours. That was that particular cruise line. Dinner doesn't take 2 hours anymore, but especially with kids, geez. But I like the formal dining room. I like.
Does everybody eat at the same time, or is it like it was where you had different seatings, like a 7:45 and a 9:15 or whatever?
Yeah, I think that on this particular cruise line, Norwegian, I think they did away with the actual sitting times. I think it's kind of like just come and go as you please.
Now. Okay, so you don't have to sit at that same table all the time, because that used to be a thing. You used to have to get on the ship, and as soon as you got on the ship, now first of all. My experience with cruises is as soon as you got on the ship, like across the gangway, there's somebody standing there with a tray of drinks. There's usually a couple of chicks, and the drinks are made up. They look beautiful. And I thought it was just an advertisement, like, ooh, make sure you get your bar thing. Go get one of these drinks. She was like, would you like a drink? I go, oh, we can have one now. She goes, yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, these are complimentary for stepping on a boat. No, they were like $23.50 a pop with the glass. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I thought I was bad at this shit when I was growing up, when I was waiting tables and shit. She's got me like I am like a fish jumping into the fucking neck here. You know, here I am with my wife, and I. What am I going to do? Say no, honey, we're not getting the drink. No,
right.
So anyway, that was my next thing. Are you gonna be in a position where you feel comfortable taking advantage of those drinks, or you're not getting a drink pass, you're splitting a drink pass, or you're too short of a time on the boat? How's that working?
Well, that's the thing with this particular cruise, that the drink package came free. Excursions were a discount. Wi-Fi, it was like five things that came free. The kids going was like one of the things that were free.
So you're taking some specific, is there a specific excursion you're taking that we haven't talked about?
Not that we haven't talked about. But with the drink package, I actually denied it because you get the drink package for free. And they say the drink package is worth $1,500.
No.
It's not worth $1,500 because they never sell it for $1,500. But they
automatically drink $1,500, though.
Exactly. That is true. The thing is they say, well, okay, we're going to give you this free drink package, but you have to pay the 18% gratuity, and that's going to be $350, and we'll just add that to your bill right now.
Yeah, no, pass.
So I'm like, okay, I have a rental car in Maui for two days.
Yeah.
I'm going to be off the boat for 2 days in Maui.
Right.
There's no sea days. Every day, it's 2 days in Maui, 1 day in Hilo, 1 day in Kona, 2 days in Kauai, and then back to Oahu. So there's no all day to drink all day.
Yeah, you're not on spring break here.
Plus, I'm with a 3 and 4 year old, and I don't want to be blissed out of my brains for.
Oh, I do.
You know. But with the kids there, being a responsible parent, I don't want to.
There you go. Okay, so, now you've taken the fun out of the trip, Mike. Thank you. Responsible parent. Thank you.
So the thing is, I'm saving $350 basically because I don't think we're going to drink $350 worth of liquor in the short time that we're actually going to physically be on the boat.
No, that makes sense. That's why I was asking. Because
They also gave us like two free nights of specialty dining. I think I didn't take that either, which is good because from my understanding, since they're short staffed, many of their specialty dining rooms are closed.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So I did order one night to eat at the steakhouse. I might actually, refund that depending on what the menu is. Because usually first night on a cruise is prime rib. Second night is usually filet mignon.
All right, see, this is where I'm calling, you're taking too many fucking cruises. When you know the predicted menu ahead of time, you're taking too many cruises.
Yeah. Yup. And then
you get on the boat and they're like, hi, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, you again? Didn't we kick you off Carnival last year? Nice. But, yeah. So, and the thing is, with the crew, that is the only cruise ship that is flagged in the United States.
Oh, because they have to. Well, now they have to pay proper wages and not have slave labor and shit.
Right. Well, yeah, if you know how that works. But the ship had to be built in the United States, which is like impossible logistically for any cruise line to buy a ship built in the U.S. But they got like a freaking foreclosure sale on this boat, and so that means that 51% of the crew has to be United States workers. It can't be from the Philippines and India and, all those other places where they pay competitive wages for people who live there.
Yeah. Third world countries for people who would never be allowed on a fucking boat anyway. They're like, oh my God, I get to be on a boat. They would work for free for three squares and a jump.
Exactly.
Boat.
Yep. You only want me to work 20 hours a day?
Yeah,
really?
Shit, I'm
cool.
In.
Yeah. 12 hours. That's a half day.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, no, I get it. And, those people work hard. I'm not, down talking them. But at the same time, dude, I knew somebody who did work on a cruise. She had, she was a character. She was a Tweety Bird. Warner Brothers. They had Tweety Bird and Cat.
Sylvester.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny.
And Daffy.
Oh, yeah. And she was telling
Six Flags at Sea.
She was telling me some wild freaking stories about the crew and stuff.
I would imagine.
They were in slum quarters at the very bottom, of course, in steerage, whatever they call it. But at the same time, they were partying hard. It kind of reminds you of waiting on tables and going to school, like that time frame in your life where, okay, I've got two steady jobs. I'm taking a full load at work, at the school course-wise.
Yeah, and all I have to worry about is me.
I'm on a scholarship, so I have to do these performances at the school to keep my job. And I've got two steady girlfriends who don't know about each other.
Right. One lives over there, one lives over there.
No wonder my body's friggin' falling apart and I look like shit now. I'm fucking never fucking slept, dude. I mean, I got years without sleep. Yeah. And then what do I do when I get into my stride and into my prime and I'm having a kid and I got to work extra hard? Here goes the 35 years of 100 hours a week. On top.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus.
I know the feeling. Dude.
Yep. If I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better fucking care of myself.
Yeah. I just remember being younger and going, okay, in the year 2000, I'll be 34 years old. And like,
that's old. I'll never be that. I'll be flying around in my space car.
Yeah. I never thought a moment past that. You know, I thought if I make it to 2000, it'll be a good run.
I thought 27, dude. I had a premonition. There was this is no bullshit, dude. I booked a vacation around my 27th birthday. I had to take this trip before my 27th birthday because I had the premonition that I was going to die when I was 27. I just always did. I thought that rock stars and shit like that, that's when they died. I thought very highly of myself. And you're thinking, what's changed, right? But here's the thing. I didn't want to know that all my life and get on a fucking plane for 6 hours knowing that. Do you know what I mean? I was like, right. No, that's irresponsible. It's like after you have a kid, you can no longer go on a parachute jump. You can't do it because it's irresponsible. Right. You're jumping out of a plane. You're not living for you anymore. You're living for another person now. So that's irresponsible. So yeah, you can't do shit like that anymore. We're too fucking old. If I was a kid, hell yeah.
You kind of remember, Mike. I knew you in your 30s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I was a loose fucking cannon with a kid, you can imagine me without a kid.
Right. That's true. Well, your physiology of your body is only kind of programmed to get to 27. Because once you get to 27, your body starts going the other direction. It starts breaking down and decaying. And, you know, if you're not ripening, you're rotting. And that's the point where you're the ripest at 27. And then you just start rotting. Your brain thinks you're dead at 27.
Now, there was somebody I knew back in the day that had a theory about dating women. And we were in our 30s, but you had to date women that were like around 27, and they had a strategy behind it. Do you remember the strategy? Notice I didn't say it was you that had this.
Well, I have a similar strategy, but it wasn't 27.
Okay, well, I was trying to keep you out of the doghouse, but go ahead. Tell me what the age was.
33.
It was 33. That was the so when you're in your 30s, and you're looking to date again, you're divorced, or whatever your situation is, even if you're just single all your life, and you're looking for that significant other who's a female, I have to be clear, we're not trying to be gender specific, and I don't give a fuck what your pronoun is, okay? Anyway, when you're a guy in your 30s, the perfect age of a woman to find is 33, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, explain why.
Dude, I don't remember. I was wondering if you were going to put me on the spot like that. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, well, see, I'm now sure you was... look like a real ass when I tell you. So make sure Brenda... I know Brenda doesn't watch the show, so we're probably safe. So here's the thing. You said that they've been around the block enough to know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for and what they're not looking for. And more times than not, they're just looking for a lot of fun.
Okay, sounds good to me.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was very sound advice back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this shit makes sense. Maybe I should cut back on the beers. Shit, I never would have thought of that.
Right. And what did you do 6 months later? You moved your girlfriend in. Come on, honey, get all your shit, put in that U-Haul. We'll drive 8 hours and you can stay with me.
That government job you've had for 15 years? Fuck that. Leave it. I got it, honey.
Oh god. Yeah.
Yeah, that's anyway, next.
Exactly.
What's gonna happen when we get back? What can I expect? What you're here what day are you coming? Like a week before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas? Don't give me a specific.
I'll be back on the 14th.
Okay.
That's a Wednesday.
So, all right, so we can. It's physically possible for us to, you know, record something that Friday then, or no?
Yeah, the 16th.
Yeah,
And then the following Friday is the 23rd.
Yeah, that's your birthday. We'll do something different.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, dude, because this will be the last.
You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you. You're going to fucking Hawaii, dude. I'd like to go to Hawaii. So, again, take mental notes of, because I'm going to be sending my 75-year-old parents to Hawaii in the next year. So be sure to take mental notes of, don't send them here, send them there, whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, I've gone through everything. There's actually a couple. I was going through YouTube, and I came across a couple from Louisiana who do not seem like they're from Louisiana, and they do, they have a travel company. I guess she's like a travel agent.
Let me ask you a racist question here. What does a person from Louisiana look like?
Our friend Drew.
Okay. A French sounding last name.
Yeah, sure. Beard, teeth, hair.
Okay. Does he walk around going, oh, what's your thing? Savoir faire is everywhere.
Actually, no. What's weird, I don't think he's originally from Louisiana because he doesn't have an accent. His wife has a little bit of an accent.
Well,
he doesn't.
Well, see, I've always wanted to ask him, and maybe he's watching, maybe you tag him in this or something. I always want to ask him, is he any relation to Fred LeBlanc?
From Bugs Bunny?
No, Fred LeBlanc. That's Mel Blanc. LeBlanc is the drummer and frontman for Cowboy Mouth, the band Cowboy Mouth.
So, and he's from New Orleans, right?
He's from New Orleans. So I thought maybe there's a connect. Maybe they're sixth cousins or some shit.
True. Are you related to Fred LeBlanc?
There you go. Fred. Are you related to Drew? There you go. All right, perfect. Just leave the answer in the comments there. And by the way, If you're checking us out on YouTube, make sure you click the notifications. Even if you've been patched through, click on the notifications for YouTube. Yeah,
hit that little bell.
You hit the bell and then hit all. You want to hit all after the bell because otherwise you'll just get specialty ones. I want you to get all the stuff. And hey, we're getting ready to jump on a few new platforms, a couple platforms I'm considering. I've talked about them in the past. Clubhouse. Mastodon. I'll get to that in a minute, okay? And by the way, I like the group Mastodon, the band Mastodon as well. Clubhouse, Mastodon, Rumble, and possibly another one yet to be named. I haven't checked on it close enough, but I'm real close to pulling the triggers on these other ones. So if there's platforms we shouldn't be on, let me know. And that's you or anybody listening or watching. If there's platforms we need to be on that we're not, let me know. Because I am interested in always growing and becoming better and all this shit. So,
cool. Anyway. Well, this couple I found on YouTube.
Sorry, I got off on it. I'm always doing that to you.
Don't worry about it. It comes full circle eventually, you know?
Okay. Just as long as you're keeping track, we're good.
Right. But Jason and Alisa, I forget their last names. They're at EECC Travel. And they are like really cool, like Chip and Joanne Gaines cool, like relatable. And you're involved in their lives. And they did a series of videos for this particular cruise, and they stayed before and they stayed after, and they went to the shrimp truck in different places around the islands. They do real good videos on there on the old YouTube. So
I'll have to check it out.
I don't remember why I started down this road talking about it, but.
I had asked you, you said there was these people from Louisiana and you said they didn't look like they were from Louisiana. And I thought that was racist. So I had to open it up so people would send us hate mail.
Yeah. Okay. But now before that, I actually went down that road for a reason.
Oh, sure. All right. I'm sorry.
Whatever, dude. That's how I've been researching the trip on, living precariously through these other people who've been there already on the cruise and on the whatnots and the stuff.
So let me ask you this. When you go on a ship like that, is it just like going on the real cruise for a long time out to sea where they have to do the safety procedure meeting in the first hour you're on the ship and all that stuff?
The muster drill, especially like on Monsters of Rock, muster drill was great.
It was like a party, right?
They let you on the boat at 11 o'clock. Muster drill is at 4 o'clock,
dude. Half the people are done by then,
dude. it's unbelievable how many people,
especially
stagger.
If they're sitting next to you scamming all the free drink tickets.
It's amazing how many people are wasted by mustard drill.
No, I
you know, and you're standing next to the lead singer from Cinderella. You're like, holy crap, what the hell? You know, look, the guys from YNT are right behind me.
I was on one, and we're doing that drill thing, and there was a lot of people that were of Asian descent, and there was a lot of people who had the, like, the Indian thing with the,
yes,
you know, the
IT, not TV. TV.
Yes. The push button, not the pull. And the girl I'm with at the time, this is in the mid-90s, a company paid for this trip. I hit some benchmarks. They sent us on a cruise. It was nice. They paid for everything. They paid for booze and all that. She was great. So she looks at me and she goes, ... And I go, what? And she goes, ... And I go, are you talking to me in Morse code or something? What the fuck are you doing? And she goes, no, look to your left and look to your right. Not both sides, dude.
I thought she was doing Morse code.
I have contaminated more young women's minds back in the day. I have destroyed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ninja thing's the best, dude. The ninja thing was good. Yeah, that was good.
Those pictures come up on Facebook from time to time and they crack me up.
Yeah, well, we're having a good time. You walk from bar to bar. You got balloons on your head. You're fucking magicians doing tricks for you. People in your party are getting thrown out because they're getting in fights with the host at the Dick's Last Resort.
Oh, God.
I'm bringing these things up because I'm asking, what's your level of expectation for shenanigans or chicanery or whatever on your trip? Obviously, you're not looking for trouble, but I'm just saying, right. You think it's a possibility. Are you open to the idea of trouble?
There's no shenanigans. No shenanigans. Yeah.
We're not going to leave any duffel bags on the table at dinner.
Oh, God. No. Now, next year on the cruise to Cabo, I'm going to have the older kids and the little ones with me. So there'll definitely be shenanigans there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, plus, did you know this particular cruise ship that's going on in Hawaii has no casino?
Is it? Well, it's Disney, you said.
No, it's not Disney.
Oh, okay. What? I don't understand. Why no casino? And what the name is this?
It's the Norwegian Pride of America.
Okay.
It's the only cruise ship that's out there that has a U.S. flag. And I think it being flagged as a U.S. ship has something to do with the casino.
No, I think you have to be in international waters. So if
right.
You're within a certain radius of the Hawaiian Islands, that it's not international waters.
It's very difficult. Plus the fact that if you're in port 2 days in a row overnight.
Nobody's in a casino.
Twice.
Yeah.
So it's not, I guess, economically feasable to have it.
I just thought of another thing. Maybe you should start writing these down, Mike, because you're going to have a checklist. If you see, if you're at the luau and the dudes are there with their grass skirts and they're twirling the fire.
Yeah.
I expect to see you twirling fire. I want to see that.
You know what I've always wanted to do and never had the guts to do it?
What?
Is learn how to breathe fire. The thing.
Piece of cake, dude.
Yeah, I know it's a piece of cake. I actually looked it up the other day on YouTube.
Yeah, it's not that impressive. It looks more impressive than it is.
It's supposed to look impressive. But yeah, dude, you know what kind of party trick that would be? You know, you've been to my pool parties. If I was hanging out at the pool party, blowing flames.
Here would be your luck, okay? You'd be standing next to me getting ready to pull this gag, and I would talk about somebody having my balls on their chin or something, and you would go... And you'd spit the shit out everywhere.
I'd light half the neighborhood on fire. Yes, exactly. That's, yeah. No, it's actually one of the reasons why, you know. But yeah, dude, I'd be at the House of Blues. You know, give me a shot of 151, and I'd be doing it in the freaking bar. I'd be in jail. So, but I've also never died blowing fire. So, that, you know, never died jumping in out of an airplane, never died skiing, never died on a jet ski.
Have you skied?
No.
Okay. Have you jumped out of an airplane?
No.
Have you been on a jet ski?
No.
Well, there you go. Don't take credit for not dying on one.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm smart enough to know not to get on them because I fucking die. No?
It's why I don't have a machine gun. It's our mowing motherfuckers down.
Exactly.
No,
yeah. That's why I've never killed somebody. I might like it. No?
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's why, well, no, I'm not going to get into that there. That's for the X-rated show. This is the R-rated show. Yes. Damn, what's left to talk about here?
I don't know. Gonna be bored of Hawaii by the time I get there.
Musk has dusted a lot of people from Twitter, dude. Have you seen?
I've heard that he's gotten thousands rid of a lot of people.
They estimate it's between 3 and 4 grand. The last I looked, there's 900 people left. You called it, dude. You called it. Okay, you said you could run that company from your dining room.
Yeah.
And onto both Mike's Facebook page, Babylon B put out a nice little 3-minute skit, and I posted on the Facebook page. So look at the both Mike's Facebook page, and you'll find that little skit by the Babylon B about an ex Twitter employee interviewing for a new job, where she had to actually do work. You know? and she's talking about, well, you don't supply wine in an open bar in a microbrewery. You don't buy us lunch every day,
right?
You mean I have to be here at a specific time? Not a candy store?
I can't get a pound of candy and sit at my desk and
any words you're using, work, that's a trigger word. I'm going to have to ask you to stop using that. And here's my pronouns. Yeah, fuck all that, man. And the thing is a lot of those people at Twitter chose to leave the company themselves because they're going to make a statement and Musk won't be able to operate the company without me because I make, 200 grand a year and I just blow in when I want to and I fucking... No. They have a relaxation room, a yoga room. They have ping pong. They have foosball. They have video games. They have everything but a place to fucking work. So the guy's like, well, what did you do at Twitter? And it was kind of like Office Space. Do you remember Office Space?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what do you do? And she goes, oh, I'm in charge of content moderation. And he goes, so what does that mean? She goes, well, that means sometimes if I'm in the bowling alley downstairs drinking a few cold ones with my friends here at work, well, here at Twitter, that means I get a notification on my phone that tells me that I need to ban somebody or I need to block some content. So the guy goes, so you physically go back to your desk and block? Oh, no, I just push a button from my phone. And I'm like, what? This is what people at Twitter. So I can't wait for people at Twitter to hit the real world workforce because a lot of places are shutting down, cutting back, firing people, laying off people, waving people, whatever you want to call it. You have personal experience with that. So
yeah.
I can't wait for these people to think they're worth what they're worth for them to hit the real friggin' job market and get a dose of reality.
You remember the Jetsons?
Yes.
I remember specifically one, like, you know, I don't remember a lot of things. And when I do remember it, it is like lock solid in my head.
Yeah.
I remember this one episode of the Jetsons. George comes home and he's on the conveyor belt coming from the right. elevator tube.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's like exhausted. He's all slunched down and his wife comes over. Oh, are you okay? He goes, oh, I had a hard day of work today. I had to press that button 3 times.
These people wouldn't know a regular day's work.
No, right? dude. Oh, I can't.
And back in the day, you had a couple side hustles too. You had to have a side hustle.
I worked in produce. God, and luckily it was produce. The heaviest thing you could pick up in produce is 50 pounds. If I picked up 50 pounds less than 100 times a day, if not like 500 times a day, in like right now this weekend. Super Bowl for the supermarket.
Yeah.
Plus, a term you use like there's no tomorrow. And this weekend is the supermarket Super Bowl for the produce department.
And I want to talk about that too. Maybe we'll talk about that next show because we got to wrap up here. But just a teaser for next show. I don't know if folks are aware of this or if you've shopped for Thanksgiving already, but turkeys that are all times high, if you can find one. No, like I'm sure
99 cents a pound. That's high.
I'm just telling you, dude.
I'm used to them, supermarket competition being so fierce that like one would outprice the other. Like, oh, it's 19 cents a pound if you buy, 30 your week's groceries. And like, it got to the point where they were giving them away because the other guy was giving them away.
Yeah. And I don't have the exact math in front of me here, but they say they break it down to the average cost for a family of four or whatever, and they break it down, but it's at an all-time high as well. So,
yeah.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsor on this show here, who is at Kyle's Crematory again, where you get a free dinner to Smoky Bones with every cremation. This was 151. Any shout outs, Mike? Any shout outs?
To Nutley Burger King. Shout Nutley out.
Burger King. Okay. Yeah. Nutley Burger King.
On exit 151.
There you go. Exit 151. Yeah. What? Yeah. Anybody else?
I don't know. Gene.
Ah, all right.
Little Drew, little Gene. You
nice.
Know,
I like RC. It. I like it. Make sure you tag these people or send them the kind
yes, of a, so
they
a,
know a, we're talking about them. Their ears are burning now anyway. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my man Gino Losi, the giant fish. Check him out on the low on the Yeah, dude. You're gonna catch monster fish. Check out my friend Night Fan Stan at Jet Set Printing. And check out my friend Dustin Levine over at the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. They do a fine job there. We will see you. This has been 151. We'll be checking in with you at 152 next.
Sure.
Ciao.